It's Sam, Barbara, and Avery Anna on 103.7 WHHT. Good morning. I'm Kelly McKay, and Mandy has joined me. She is with Thunderfest. She is the vendor coordinator of Thunderfest. Hello. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Yes, you're welcome. Beautiful day.
Yes.
Hoping for gorgeous weather, a day like today for Thunderfest. Always want a pretty sunny day, clear day for the fireworks, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's what we plan for. We even have the rain date on Sunday just in case.
Just in case. All right. So 54th annual Thunderfest, and the name has changed just a little bit this year. So it has a new name.
Yes. We, our very first Thunderfest chair was Hayward Minton, and he is 103 years old. He is still a Kwanian. He has perfect attendance, and we just wanted to honor him. So we have changed the name to Hayward Minton Thunderfest.
I love that. And what a great way to honor him. I saw his picture and everything. So that's incredible that you guys are doing this. But 54 years that Thunderfest has been happening, and still having it at the, I like to say, the newer location, because we were all used to it being at the Corvette Museum.
Yes.
And now it is at
Ephraim White.
Right.
That's on Mount Olivet Road. It's right behind Warren East High School.
All right. So this is coming up on Saturday, June 28th, so 1 week from tomorrow. So kind of take us through the day, Mandy. What can we expect for this year's Thunderfest?
Well, the gates are going to open at 3. It's $25 a carload. We have a free kid zone. We have about 16 food vendors that join us. Chaney is coming, returning. They're a fan favorite. Mm-hmm. And then we have several non-food vendors. This is only the second year we've offered that, so we wanted to bring them back and give people a little bit more to do. We've got Rowdy Shay from The Voice. It's super exciting. We've got Bad Navigator joining us again. They're a local favorite. Mm-hmm. And then we will have the fireworks, which everybody waits all day for, and it's the best show in town.
That's right. So that will happen once it gets dark, good and dark. That's when they will set off the fireworks. And, of course, it is the biggest fireworks show in Southern Kentucky.
It is. It is. And every year we just try to get a little bit bigger and better.
Mm-hmm. And something else, too, the money that is raised from this event goes back into the Bowling Green Kiwanis Club.
100% of the proceeds, we use those to feed into nonprofits throughout the community. Our mission is changing the world one child, one community at a time. So this is one of our biggest fundraisers, and 100% of that goes right back into the community.
All right. So make plans to be a part of this. The fun starts happening on Saturday afternoon. You said the gates open at what time again?
3 p.m.
3 o'clock. And bring the whole family. Bring your chairs, your lawn chairs, and find a nice spot there for the live entertainment, the live music. You want to find a good place there in front of the stage, and then get ready for the fireworks.
Yep, there's plenty of shades at this new location, plenty of trees to shade you.
Yes, quite different than when it was at the Corvette Museum,
yes.
Isn't it? Yeah, because you had that big, huge hillside and hardly any shade, and it was pretty warm.
Yeah, there was one tree, and everybody rushed to it as soon as the gates opened. So we have plenty of trees for you guys to spread out and enjoy the day.
That's right. So make plans to be a part of this 1 week from Saturday. It is the annual Thunderfest, and you're not going to want to miss this. Mandy, thank you so much for coming by and telling us more about this event, okay?
Thank you.